Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels, Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
We got a mail in. By the way, if you want to write to us, it's angels@jacarandafm.com for Good Morning Angels. Got a letter in from Modesta Diane Phillips. Can I call you Di? What do I call you?
Yes, anyone.
Di, Diane, Desta, thank you very, very much for joining us this morning. And thank you for writing to us. I always say that's the first angel. Sometimes people write about themselves, and that is 100% fine, because sometimes you need to be your first angel. And other times it's about someone else. And in your case, it definitely is about someone else, specifically Desmond Sabia, who lives in Randburg, Johannesburg. What happened? What happened with Desmond? Why did you write to us?
Martin, thank you so much for having me this morning, and good morning to the listeners as well. So just a brief synopsis. Desmond is a friend of mine, a childhood friend of mine.
Okay.
We grew up together in Breen Park, Kroonstad.
Okay.
We go way back, like literally from, primary school. If I can just give you a bit of background on Des, if you don't mind. Des is someone who's always been interested in sport. So he used to play soccer, he used to play rugby, he used to play cricket. And his love for sports influenced his field of studies as well as, his line of work. So the last role that Desmond occupied over the last several years at his former employer was director of sports.
Okay.
At an organization whose core business revolves around empowerment and upliftment of children and adults with intellectual disabilities. And they essentially achieved this, through inclusion on the sports field by virtue of hosting Special Olympics. And this was a global initiative. Just to, give you an idea of his character.
It already tells me so much about this man.
Absolutely. It absolutely demonstrates his love for people, the type of person he is, how he took a personal interest in improving the very fiber of our society at large.
So really doing that for those kids and people, but also he has his own family.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And what happened? Did he unfortunately lose that job?
Yes, that's the situational background that I'd like to touch on quickly, Martin. So Des hasn't been unemployed since March of this year, and he proactively took the decision to secure the integrity of his family's financial standing by downscaling, I think, which is the obvious thing to do when you find yourself in a financial predicament. And with that said, he decided to put their primary residence up for rental on Facebook's marketplace.
When it's in Facebook marketplace, try to rent out the house so that they can downscale.
Absolutely, that was the intention.
Okay, all right. And when you say, before you continue, and by because I do sadly hear this a lot. So many times people come into the studio, Collie will back me on this, and the moment that happens, in fact, a couple of weeks ago we dealt with this. The moment that happens, people lose their jobs, they start to downscale, they also start cutting accounts.
Yes.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, one of those accounts often would be a medical aid.
One of the first.
Yes. Yeah, and it's one of the perks. It was part of his package.
Oh, I see.
So he obviously automatically
lost it anyway.
He did lose it. Okay. So as Murphy's Law would have it, the one time that he absolutely needed it, he found himself without it.
And was he looking for something else in the meantime as well, obviously?
Yeah, I think he was just in that transitioning phase at the moment, but he was looking for something else.
Desperate times, desperate measures, put your house up on marketplace to rent it out.
Yeah.
And that's where things went horribly wrong.
Unfortunately so, yeah.
What happened?
So, obviously, I just want to touch on the fact that him not having medical aid and now he's in this situation, it's further amplifying, the dire financial situation that they're already finding, themselves in. So what happened was on the morning of the 4th of April, which was on a Friday.
Okay.
There were two guys who posed as potential tenants.
Okay.
And they secured an appointment with them to come and conduct a viewing.
Mm.
So what transpired was, during him, so they obviously entered his home under false pretenses. So what transpired was he obviously facilitated the tour of his house, and the long and the short, Martin, and this is the absolute, gut-wrenching part, he ended up being shot in his main bedroom at close range in his stomach. So there's a lot of details, of exactly how the incident played out. It was very traumatizing, and I obviously have to apply my discretion as far as disclosing certain type of information,
because
there is still an investigation.
Investigation going on. But I think that picture that you just painted now is everybody's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunately, the times we live in. You're trying to rescue a desperate situation by putting your family home to rent it out so that you can, downscale while you get a new job.
Yeah.
And then some other people come and shoot you in the stomach.
Yeah.
And that is just fortunately though, he survived. He's in hospital right now.
Yes, he survived. We thank God for that. He survived. He's in hospital. Obviously, this was a life-changing event.
Yeah.
He'll never be the same again. Just listening to the story and what he was exposed to, I'm traumatized.
It's traumatic.
Yeah.
It's traumatic, and it's everybody's worst nightmare. And it's like, why?
Yes.
Yeah. Why that man in that desperate situation trying to make it better? Would you do that? He's got a wife, kids.
He has a wife, he has kids, he has a son that's 3 years old, and he has a daughter that's 8 years old.
Oh, no.
And the sad part is, since he's been admitted, he hasn't seen his children because they're not allowed in ICU, they're not allowed to go in the ward. So it's been tough on him.
He's in good hands?
He is. He is. I actually want to give a shout out to Dr. Buerta and the rest of the medical staff who's been assisting him at Olivedale Clinic. They've really been so amazing to him.
And that's where the costs come in. But you were proactive about it. Did someone start a fundraiser?
Yes, his wife.
His wife started the fundraiser.
It's on Back a Buddy. Mm. And, we've been getting some support and stuff. Mm. And very grateful for that, obviously.
So Desmond, as we said, is in hospital as we speak.
Yes.
And we'll hear from him next.
Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels. Wednesdays on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Diana Phillips in studio, a good friend to Desmond Sabia from Randburg, who advertised their family home on an advertising platform. And instead of getting people interested in renting the house, he got shot. He's got a wife, two young kids. He went into emergency surgery. He's in hospital as we speak this morning, and left us a message.
My name is Desmond Sibia. About a week ago, my life dramatically changed as I was robbed and shot in our house. I was rushed to hospital, and since then have received two emergency surgeries. I'm grateful that I'm still alive this morning. But what has impacted my life was just my health and the fact that I have not been able to see my kids. Mm. I have, however, spoken to them, and that brings great joy to me. At the moment, our greatest need is just the medical bills that obviously came with this incident. But I thank God that I'm still here, and He has shown me that I still have a purpose and a role to play. Yes, I'm in pain. Yes, this has happened to me. But I'm so fired up and so grateful and ready to make a change once I get out of hospital.
Thanks for your message, Desmond. We are thinking of you and your family, and you've got angels around you, like Diana, who's in studio this morning, who wrote to us to Good Morning Angels. What is the amount that's needed?
Okay, so as of yesterday, Martin, the medical bill stood at 350,000 rand. The backer buddy account that was initially set up, you know, the target was 200. But at this point in time, you know, we any amount, niks is te klein nie. Jy weet, enig iets kan help. So if you know, we can just continue to get that type of support. But
how much have you raised so far?
Yes, so as of last night, the amount stood at 32,000 K, which is about 16% of the total target that we're trying to achieve.
So you've raised 30,000 rand. You need a whole lot more.
Yeah.
As I always say, I can get the ball rolling and hopefully encourage other generous, kind, compassionate people to come forward and help this family out. Desmond, his wife, his kids, his whole family. So I'm going to get the ball rolling this morning and give 100,000 rand towards the medical treatment that he so desperately needs from the Good Morning Angels Fund.
Thank you.
So there's 132,000 rand so far. Grab a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
I always know and hope that the right people are listening. We do have the most generous listeners in the whole of this country, and there's always someone listening. We're also in a very lucky position, very fortunate position, to have a lot of decision makers around Gauteng and the rest of the country that tune into us in the morning, and then sometimes they phone the CFOs and the CEOs and say, listen, can we give something extra? So let's see what comes in. Diane, speaking about Desmond, what a tragic, horrible thing to happen to a dad with young kids and a wife. And he did nothing. He did nothing.
Yeah.
He tried to rescue a situation.
So I'm about to say, if anything, he made the tough decision.
Yes.
He did the hard thing.
To rent out the family home.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not an easy thing to do.
But we know in this country, unfortunately, all you have to do is just to go about your daily routine and even sometimes try and be nice.
Yeah.
And you'll pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of, you know, the crime stats and the criminals.
Yeah. Who are doing the opposite. They're looking for the shortcuts.
Like, seriously. Right? Seriously, dude. It's like, it's just,
it's terrible.
It's so disheartening. Yeah. But we are reminded at least on a Wednesday every week on this show about the kind and the generous and the good people of South Africa.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.